Good afternoon. My name is Padraig O'Brien. I'm from Sun Microsystems, and the title of the talk is Making Custom Widgets Accessible Using GTK. Although the title here is Making Applications Accessible. Before I talk about using ATK with custom widgets, I want to sort of mention a couple of things about making... I'm going a bit too fast here. Yeah. You don't expect to use my own tools. Before we talk about using ATK, I just want to emphasize a couple of points about making applications accessible. Those of you who are at Bill's talk this morning will have heard this already, but I believe it's worth repeating. The first thing to say is that making applications accessible using only the keyboard is the... Well, I won't say it's a cornerstone of accessibility, but it's a sine qua non for accessibility. If you can't throw away your mouse and use the application, then we have problems, and we need to fix those problems before we can go any further. We mentioned here one of the reasons for making applications accessible using only the keyboard. Clearly, it is unreasonable to expect blind users to be able to manipulate a mouse. Also, it is unreasonable to expect people with people with motion disabilities to be able to manipulate a mouse. And in fact, like me, if you're like me, even on a laptop, it is difficult enough to manipulate a mouse. There's a lot to be said for if you can actually use the keyboard. As well as being sure that we can actually manipulate or we can get from widget to widget using the keyboard, it is very important that we actually know which widget has focus. It's not much use to use the keyboard and then you look at the window and say, where is the focus? We need to be able to, there needs to be a focus indication of who has focus. And we have had problems, and I believe we still have bugs about showing focus, but we're working on fixing those problems. The other thing we want to mention is teaming. We want to make sure that, as Bill said this morning, we want to make sure our applications are accessible to the widest possible audience. So we need to make sure that they are usable by people with low vision and people with other sorts of vision disabilities. So we want to make sure that our applications, if we change themes, that the application, we change them in a holistic fashion so that everything is visible to users with those disabilities. And this is another area we're working on. We don't think we are quite finished there yet, but we are finding the bugs and we are fixing them.
Other people fix them as well, right?
Yes, when I say we, I think I'm sort of using we in the grand in the grand sense. Those two aspects of KeyNav and teaming support are very important, but aren't really the subject of this talk. This talk is about...
No, the problem is...
So before I get on to that, we'll just go through a quick checklist of questions that you want to ask yourself. And as I keep emphasizing, you want keyboard access to all the functions in the application. You want to make sure that the applications use theme colors and sizes for all user interface objects. This restricts your originality, but you can't be developing one-off specials because it causes problems in this area. Sorry?
I was going to say, the restriction isn't that you can never use your own colors, but rather that there's always a mode of your application, ideally the default mode, that fully respects all of the things. So that if the user with low vision says, look, I need a high contrast theme or what have you, that by default, they get it, not to say that every mode of your application has to support that.
Next question you want to ask yourself is, does your application use GTK widgets in a standard way? And if the answer to that is yes, it is most probable that you will have very little or no work to do. But if you use widgets in non-standard ways, the probability is that you will have some work in front of you. And the next question, does a custom widget use objects which can be manipulated but don't generate standard focus events? GU char map, which I will refer to at various parts during the talk, is an example of such an application, and that causes, it generates work for you, but it's something that one needs to address. Before you actually think about doing any work, you want to ask yourself, do I actually need to do any work? And the AT Pope tool is a very useful tool to give you some idea of how much work that you want to do. You want to run your application with accessibility enabled. Run AT Pope. Have a look at what the hierarchy that AT Pope sees, because this is the object hierarchy that the assistive technologies will see. And if there are some things that you don't see there, which you need to see, then you will have work to do to make them visible. And a couple of months ago, I was asked to help with making GU char map accessible. So the first thing I did was run GU char map. And I think I have it. This is what the GU char map looks like, what the main screen looks like. And if you run that using AT Pope, you discover that the table on the right hand side wasn't visible to AT Pope, just because it is drawn in a GTK drawing area, and what's in the GTK drawing area isn't actually a GTK widget, so AT Pope didn't see it. So I knew then that my problem was I needed to represent that table as ATK objects so that AT Pope would display them, so that the assistive technologies, if they were driving this application, could see that table and manipulate the table. Each cell in that table represents a Unicode character. Okay, so Okay. This is the hard part. We'll some definitions of terms that we need to know. ATK, we call it accessibility toolkit. This is a library which essentially defines an accessibility API, which will be or can be called by your widgets or applications. This library is a dependency of GTK, so in a sense you get this library for free. Like if you have GTK, you will have ATK, because that needs to be built before GTK is built. Gale, which is, I call it the GTK Accessibility Implementation Library, and some people might call it GNOME Accessibility Implementation Library, but I prefer to call it GTK Accessibility Implementation Library. What this contains is accessibility implementations for widgets in GTK and GNOME Canvas, and no other widgets. It doesn't contain implementations for all GTK widgets, but we haven't actually added any for the last 18 months, so we're hopeful that most GTK widgets that people use in Angular, that we have accessibility implementations for. If there are any that are missing and you need them, and you know who to call, or you'll find the I suppose log a bug and bug track would be the most effective way of making sure that that we do it. This is, as I say here, this is a GTK module which will be loaded into your program if you enable accessibility. Oops, have we gone again? LibGale GNOME is similar to Gale. It's another GTK module, and it implements accessibility support for Bonobo controls. This is used in the panel so that you can see accessibility support for applets which are running in a separate process, that they actually look, that you can actually navigate to them through, like from the panel it's represented, when you look at it in ATSPI, like you see the panel, and then you can see the applets which are running in a separate process represented as children of the panel. Assistive technologies, just to, not really to explain what they are, but from the point of view of making widgets accessible. I don't tend to use assistive technologies. In fact, it's only recently that I've ever compiled Gopher Copernicus. In one sense, you don't actually need them to make your widgets accessible, but it's actually the reason you're making the widgets accessible, so that these assistive technologies can represent the widgets to the people who need to see them. ATSPI, in a sense, is the glue. This ATSPI provides an API, which is the API. This is an API that assistive technologies. It's the API that assistive technologies write to, and it also provides an IPC between the assistive technology and the program running. Bonobo is the mechanism for the IPC. Also part of ATSPI is ATK Bridge. This is another GTK module. Speak faster. This is another GTK module. And this is loaded into the user program, and this is assistive technologies. Use the ATK Bridge to query the program, the structure of the program, or to pass commands to the program to manipulate the program. So that's, in a sense, the components of assistive technology that's used to provide assistive technology support to the user. And what we will be talking about in here is providing implementations of ATK for custom widgets. So it's, in a sense, providing the equivalent of Gale for non-core GTK widgets.
I guess the key here is that ATSPI and the ATK bridge are things that normal applications don't have to touch. That they're just bridging code, and if the application provides the ATK implementations, then the bridges do the rest.
Do you have a diagram picture?
Where is AT Poke live?
Sorry?
AT Poke lives in ATSPI?
Well, AT Poke is off on one side, if you like. I suppose you could regard it as an assistive technology, as it were. It would fit in that box.
It's in its own CDS module.
A simpler perspective. Okay. Oh, it's in its own
CDS module. And it's just, it uses the assistive technology client APIs. So it's just a test
tool. It lives on the bottom of ATSPI, not AT Poke. So anything, be it Mozilla or Star Office or GTK apps will be testable
in ATPoke. Yeah, ATPoke uses the AT. It uses the ATSPI API. So it's using the same code that AT. Essentially what ATPoke is a sort of sanity check that you can actually see the application without having to build.
One of the things that ATPoke provide you detailed output of the events that your application is generating. Padraig mentioned in an earlier slide that the committing focus is important, and if you've got custom widgets that don't use the focus mechanism, you need nonetheless to make the keyboard operable, and when the user is getting to that widget through the keyboard, or that lightweight widget might not be the heavyweight class, you nonetheless need to indicate somehow programmatically that that is the object the user is interacting with now. So there are events in ATK for doing that, and ATPoke is not a great test tool for testing events. There's another tool for doing that that is in the test directory of ATSPI, I think.
Well, there are useful, depending on what you want to do, there are test programs in the API test directory. There's like where you can listen for events if that's what you need to do. But that's sort of a sort of second order regard. Well, it's a sort of a second order thing. First of all, you need to make the widgets accessible, and then you have to use them in Anchor. But there are tests. I mean, if you look in the API. ATSPI test directory, there are a number of programs there that will listen for events. And if you,
ATPoke will let me know if the ATK step is hooked up, and yeah. Then other test directories let me figure out whether it's hooked up right.
Well, no.
ATPoke will let you know, basically will give you an idea of the accessible hierarchy, so you can poke around and find out where your accessibility implementation might be broken. So in other words, if you find a box that's empty and doesn't seem to have any children, it gives you an idea of where to start looking in your application. There's a bunch of extra test applications in the ATSPI that will help you test other aspects like the events that all your widgets and objects fire. So just like there are GTK events where like window close, window open, etc., there are accessible events that somewhat correspond to those events that notify the system technologies of state changes.
Are you planning to show ATPoke in your presentation?
No, there's a separate talk about testing.
So perhaps
move on. I suppose I'd better move on if I'm going to get to the end of my slides. ATK, so for the purpose of this talk, ATK is the primary API of interest. This is an in-process API. Applications can call the API, and the API is designed so that the calls will just work even if accessibility isn't enabled. So you can safely make calls to, for instance, as we'll see in a few moments, sort of like ATK object set name or ATK object set description, and these calls will just work or have no effect if accessibility isn't enabled. So you don't have to worry. Like, I mean, it's not your problem. I mean, if they don't work, it's our problem. But the whole thing is designed so that it will just work if accessibility isn't enabled. Sometimes just setting properties, name, and description are sufficient to make an application accessible. Glade supports setting accessible name, accessible description, and relations. If you look in. If you run up Glade 2, there's a wheelchair icon and a tab, and if you click on that, you can see what you can set in session Glade.
If I could jump in again, when you think about making an application accessible, there's all the basic information in the API that is generally derived from GTK properties, value rectangle, color, text, etc. Name and description are things that, in a number of cases, you will need to set directly. The machinery attempts to scavenge them wherever possible. So if a button has the string OK in it, that becomes the accessible name. If a button has a tooltip,
you're stealing my thunder. ATK is implemented using GObject, and it uses a number of features of GObject, which hopefully you'll be familiar with. It uses signals, inheritance, Signals inheritance and signals. Mm. Well, I can't claim I did this at night, but I'm not sure. Perhaps I'm missing something here. But there are two approaches to implement. So there's two approaches for implementing ATK. One is to implement directly the application, or the other is to implement an external library. I probably shouldn't have said that. I mean, my recommendation, if you're implementing accessibility support, is to implement it directly in the application. Otherwise, you just make life difficult for yourself. The amount of code that you're adding is going to be fairly small, so it's not going to be an issue from a performance point of view, and then you don't have to worry about making sure it's loaded. So I would recommend if you're adding accessibility support, that you add it directly in the application. And I'll have a list later on of places where accessibility support has been added, and it's added directly in the application in each case. Okay, quick overview of ATK. The first command I've up there is GTK widget get accessible. This returns you an accessible object corresponding to a widget. As I say here, the one thing you must not do is call gobject unref on that. I mean, this is guaranteed to cause your program serious problems if you do that. Trust us, we've taken care of the delete, of getting rid of it. When the widget disappears, the accessible object will disappear. So you don't have to worry about leaks if you do a gobject unref on it yourself.
What about lightweight widgets or things where, I guess this is only true for a GTK widget, but yeah. You mentioned earlier that you'd be doing things with lightweight widgets for the custom stuff.
Yeah.
Is it permissible to?
Well, you won't have called GTK widget get accessible.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but if you call that function, I used to call gobject unref on what returned from that, and I used to wonder why I had these obscure bugs that I couldn't understand. And if you do it, you'd be guaranteed you'll have the same
problem. Is your friend.
Sorry, bud?
Val Brine is your friend.
As Peter was saying, you may want to set the name. And there's probably CD player that this example is from. But this is so that... this is a button in CD player. Yeah, the next one is the image, and as Peter was about to say before he interrupted him, if you don't set a description, like we use what's in the tooltip, if it's defined as the description, so you only need to set a description if there isn't already a tooltip defined, or if you decide that the tooltip isn't an appropriate description.
One thing. I would just add one thing about that. When you're looking at implementing accessibility on behalf of a custom widget, one of the first things that it's useful to do is to figure out what sorts of accessibility it already has. So, like, if it already has a description, chances are it's getting it from, as Patrick said, a tooltip or something. So, if you know, like, for example, if you know what the widget hierarchy in your application is like, you can sometimes guess what the accessibility is gonna be, but sometimes it's just easy enough to use the test tools and find out what accessibility you're getting and then go from there.
The next thing that every ATK object has is a role. This is normally defined automatically for you depending on the type of the GTK widget. So a menu bar has a role called menu bar. So push button, combo box, both GTK combo and GTK option menu, both have role combo box. So it isn't exactly a one-to-one match.
At the risk of stealing Padraig's thunder again, I'll trust him to squelch me if I'm doing it. If you've got a custom widget and you're not sure what the appropriate role is, or you think you should have a new one, send us email. We're trying to have this standard notion of what the role is across a whole wide range of toolkits. We've added a few roles over time.
It is extensible. It's possible to add a role that's not in our enumeration.
It's easier to. You can add one yourself, but it's easier if you can persuade us to add one. Like we added a role for OpenOffice. Last week, we just squeezed it in just before or just after the 2.4 feature freeze.
Can you go back one slide? I want.
Yeah.
Sorry. You popped up something that I wanted to ask about.
I went ahead too far. Yes. Sorry?
Awfully familiar that I've seen in probably six different modules. You had a thing where you were adding relationship.
I've gone forward a page.
Why that piece of code seemed to be cut and pasted into just about every module that did accessibility.
The answers were not perfect. Like we defined the API, and if we were going to start again today, if we were starting again today, what we started 2 years ago, like we would. Hopefully. Hopefully, I'll have some good news on that front, or particularly in that case. Another thing that we have is a state set. Each ATK object is a state set, which sort of tells the assistive technology about the state of the object. I've listed a couple of possible values here, or in fact, three possible values. There are, in fact, about 30 possible values. You can have a look at the API docs to see what they are. Hopefully, the descriptions. So gives you a clear explanation of what they mean, and you can, as I say, so ATK object ref state set gives you a reference to a state set object which describes the state of the object, and obviously you must do a G object unref on that one. We also provide a parent child hierarchy, so we have functions to traverse the hierarchy. So if you have a node, you can get its parent, so get index parent, and then get ref accessible child, specifying an index number, so you can traverse the hierarchy, which is normally the sort of things that assistive technologies don't call these APIs. These call ATSPI calls, which then essentially proxy to calls to these objects. And so you can build up a complete picture of the hierarchy. Okay. So we have relations. Yeah, relation for, label for, and label by. So these examples of relations. The ones that are most used are label for and label by. In 2.4, if a menu has got a mnemonic, what is it? If a label has a mnemonic widget, we set the label for widget automatically. And we now have code in Gale, which, as far as I know, like we'll automatically find the labels by. Like we probably need API in GTK to do it properly, but we won't have that in GNOME 2.4. But there's code in Gale which will find if something is a mnemonic widget, it will find the corresponding label, and if it doesn't, or if you find an example where it doesn't, if you just log a bug, and hopefully I can add code to Gale to make it slightly more intelligent. Certainly for label for or label by, you shouldn't have to do this sort of code. It should happen automatically.
If it's a mnemonic widget.
Yeah.
If it's some other kind of a label or a labeling widget.
Yeah. Hopefully you could have defined it in Glade when you defined your API. So hopefully you wouldn't have to call this. Wouldn't have to call this code. So I've mentioned Glade and the wheelchair icon. So this sort of shows you what you can, what the accessibility support that you can add, in Glade.
We've also added new relations. We've defined those again, looking at the Star Office, Open Office effort. We found places where we want to have flowing relationships, no child-like again, if you are doing really interesting and unusual things, talk to us. So there's kind of a disclaimer.
Okay, so we said we have an ATK object. Now, this object may implement some or all of these interfaces. ATK action interface is used to activate things. So, for instance, the accessible object corresponding to a button will implement ATK objects. So this will allow you to essentially simulate pressing the button. ATK component, all GTK widgets implement ATK component because that's what gets you geometry information, tells you where stuff is on the screen. We've ATK editable text, which provides access to editable text. So for GTK widgets, it's currently implemented for GTK entry and text view. Hypertext provides a standard mechanism for manipulating hyperlinks. This is implemented in GTK HTML2, and clearly this is something that we will be implemented in the Mozilla accessibility implementation. And ATK image, as you would expect, is implemented for widgets that have images, for instance, GTK image. Other interfaces, ATK selection. That allows you to select one or more objects or one or more children of an object, so that's implemented for menus. Streaming content exists, but we don't have any implementation yet. We don't have any implementation in GTK. ATK table allows you access to rows and columns. That's implemented for GTK tree view. ATK text, similarly to text view, or similar to ATK editable text, is implemented for entry and text view. And one of the things that it's now implemented for a lot of other widgets, because one of the things that the Copernicus people found was that they wanted to do screen review. They wanted to be able to read text on the screen. So they needed ATK text implemented for things like GTK button and GTK label. So that was something that we hadn't originally implemented. But they needed that for screen review, so we had to add that for those widgets. So it's implemented pretty much for any widget that displays text on the screen, so they can find where the bounds of the individual characters are, so they can accurately report what's on the screen. ATK value allows for setting and getting a value, getting minimum and maximum values, and that's implemented for spin button, and there are sort of sliders and various other things that you'd expect it to be implemented for. So a quick run through applications or widgets that have accessibility support implemented. GTK UCharm app, as I mentioned before, contains accessibility implementation for the cells and the table that I showed you earlier. LibZBT provides an accessible object which for the ZBT term, and as one would expect, that implements ATK text. ZBT has been superseded by VTE, and accessibility support has been added for that. That's not quite finished yet. Once it's quite finished, there's still a number of bugs in that, but that seems to be the story of all our lives, I think. We're working on it. GTK HTML2. My primary interest in GTK HTML2 is for its use in Yelp for displaying help text. So it provides adequate accessibility support for that. Eel, there's accessibility support implemented for Eel Canvas, and there's some other boilerplate code. All of which are written by the Zimian guys for to support use of ATK in Nautilus. So Nautilus is barring one or two bugs, is pretty much completely accessible. So as well as the accessibility support or accessibility code in Eel, there's also accessibility code in Nautilus itself. And GNOME applets have accessibility support in most of that code. Most of the accessibility support, fortunately, was just sort of simple stuff of adding names and descriptions, so that you could actually see what the applets were. that there wasn't a requirement to do any more than that. Okay, this gets a bit...
You went too far.
Did I go too? Okay. So I mean, I can understand, adding accessibility support can be slightly daunting, but the thing is, we don't worry about it. It isn't as difficult as we've made it seem to be. You know, I think is the sort of safest thing to say. You want to reuse as much of the accessibility support as we've already written as possible. So you may have to override certain ATK methods, and then obviously you need to look at your UI objects and decide what interfaces you need. And there's hopefully some useful code in Gale Util if you need sort of ATK text interfaces for Pango classes. As Peter was mentioning earlier, you need to make sure that, Mark was mentioning earlier, you need to make sure that the proper ATK events are fired when focus changes or values change, so that the assistive technologies can report it to the user. So your widget ATK object will associate your widget subtype by overriding your widget subclass, or your widgets get accessible, or associating an ATK object factory with the ATK registry. I'm not sure I'll get through that, but I have slides to show both of those.
And this is on the conference proceedings, right?
It should be. This code is... Normally, if you've got this is EVT term get accessible. So this will be the ZVT terms. ZVT term will override the GTK widget classes get accessible method so that this is the function that will be called when you call GTK widget get accessible for the ZVT term. So in our first time block here, we figure out what ATK type needs to be created, and then we specify in the registry that for a ZVT term that this factory, ZVT type accessible factory, will be the factory that's used to create an accessible. And then we just chain up, and we'll call the GTK widget. I think it's GTK widget really get accessible, which is defined in GTK widget.c. This is pretty much boilerplate. You don't need to worry. You don't need to worry about how it works. I mean, if you're interested, you can. You can worry about what I assume you've more important things to worry about. So this is an example of a get type function that you've defined for your accessible object. So everything down here is everything you see on this screen is as you'd expect. We're specifying that this implements two interfaces, ATK table and ATK. Where have I gone? ATK table and ATK component. Okay, what we do here is we have derived from GTK drawing area, and what we do here is we figure out what Gale object would be created for GTK drawing area, and fill in the class and instance size for that, and then register the object type that we're going to create for our accessible object. So this is also just boilerplate. This code has been used in lots of widgets, so it's like you can just sort of take copies of it.
It's a little peculiar because it allows you to derive a type without actually including the header that defines the type in the first place. So you can derive from what we call an anonymous type. It's a bit strange, and you just have to stare at the source for a while to see how it works. But it saves us from having to make all of the Gale headers public, which is a big deal.
I've told 25 minutes left, so I'll have to sort of try and gallop through these slides. The factory stuff, most of the factory stuff is boilerplate stuff that has been used and reused. So just to give you a quick overview of what we had to do for GU Charma. So we had to, when we defined our ATK object, we had to define our initialize method, which you'd not normally have to do. And normally in an initialize method, you will connect the signals on the GTK object so that when things happen in the GTK, the GTK widget, so that when things happen in the GTK widget, you can report that to the system technologies. We had to define ref child and get number of children because we wanted to represent each of the cells as children of our ATK object. And we set ref state set because we wanted to add the state managing descendants so that we would get this so we get the active descendant change signal emission when we move from cell to cell, so that the
what's the lifespan of those children? It's not really part of the widget for the individual cell.
Well, you've done a ref on it, so to exist, it will exist for as long as you don't do a G object on ref on it. But if you do a G object, you don't do a call to get child. When you're getting a child, you're always getting a reference to the child.
Okay, the API says ref.
It's ref child, so you're always getting a reference. Okay. So it will.
It's responsible to the caller. Right?
Yeah. So when the caller,
So for temporary little children, we create an object, an API.
Whether it disappears at that point is an implementation detail, which
we also have the notion that some objects may not be tied to their implementation. May not be tied back to the thing that generates. You can imagine a huge spreadsheet, right? You're not going to have accessible children for a 5,000 by 3,000 spreadsheet. So you have this notion of saying this object is transient, and what I'm giving you is simply a snapshot in time. And it's not going to generate any events. And if you want something current, you need to ask again. And that's one of the states in the state set.
I mean, I think I'm being forced to stop now, and I apologize that I've sort of got through about half my slides. All I can say is that I'll be around today and tomorrow, so if you want to sort of grab me and ask any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them. Or you can obviously email me. So if you have any questions, we're certainly desirous to help people want to make their widgets accessible.
We should try and make an informal boss. I know some folks like Jody probably actually really, may need to do this in the near future. So
I think also at our booth, at the Sun booth tomorrow, I can certainly be there.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow, Wednesday. And that can be a good meeting point.
So should we try and do a little talk on Wednesday? Anybody see a hole in the schedule that is likely to not attend?
Yeah. As well as the schedule, if you want to bring your app, we can run it based on Facebook and check what we got.
I'm looking forward to stealing some of the video guys that already have
code. Oh, and code's all GPL for a reason.
It's seems like a lot of the real issue for complicated applications defining what relations and events mean, what the semantics of some of these things are supposed to be. So somebody's already chosen what semantics that people like. You can either mirror those or see where they screwed up and improve on them.
What's the next section?
Yeah, sorry, I think we've been moving forced to college today.